I will not be on the ballot next year. I will not run for re-election. But I want to announce that here at home, just a few yards from where I grew up in Montpelier.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, a Vermont institution announces his retirement. Democrat Patrick Leahy was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 1974. He says this, his eighth term, will be his last. Our North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley has covered many years of Leahy's career and was in Montpelier on Monday for his announcement. We'll start with her story.
The 81-year-old Dean of the Senate and Senate Pro Tem is third in line to the presidency. Speculation had been growing for months about whether he would seek a record ninth term. At the Statehouse in Montpelier, the eight-term senator delivered a speech outlining his accomplishments and what he has brought back to the state over his long career. Leahy said he is proud to be Vermont's longest-serving senator, but it's time to move on.
I know I've been there for my state when I was needed most. I brought Vermont's voice to the United States Senate and Vermont's values around the world. So yes, I'm proud to be Vermont's longest serving senator. And while I will continue to serve Vermont, Marcel and I have reached the conclusion that it is time to put down the gavel. It is time to pass the torch to the next Vermonter, we'll carry on this work for our great state. It's time to come home.
Leahy plans to address his fellow senators about his decision on Tuesday morning, but he wanted to first inform Vermonters about his decision.
When I return to the Senate, I will tell them how humbled I am by the support I received from my fellow Vermonters. I'll tell them, having been on the ballot in Vermont 24 times, how proud I was to see my name on that ballot. But I will tell my fellow senators I will not be on the ballot next year. I will not run for re-election. But I want to announce that here at home, just a few yards from where I grew up in Montpelier. Representing you in Washington has been the greatest honor. I'm humbled and always will be by your support. I'm confident in what the future holds. And Marcel and I will pray for that future. Thank you all very much.
In Bennington Monday morning, Vermont Governor Phil Scott, a Republican, said he had spoken with the senator Sunday evening and has mixed emotions about Leahy's decision.
On the one hand, we're going to lose an incredible leader, a powerful voice for Vermont as a result. But he and Marcel deserve a retirement. He spent his whole public life fighting for Vermont, and it's about time he gets to enjoy some of it as well.
Former Vermont House Representative and former Burlington City Councilor Republican Kurt Wright says the announcement by Leahy triggers a major change in the state's politics.
It's shocking in a way because he's been there so long, and let's face it, everybody respects Senator Leahy, what he's brought home to the state of Vermont, and it's a huge change in the political landscape in the state of Vermont.
Leahy has served as chair or ranking member of the Senate Agriculture, Judiciary, and Appropriations Committees. He has twice served as Senate pro tem, including this term. He has brought billions of federal dollars to Vermont over his more than four decades in the Senate. Governor Scott told WAMC he is not thinking about running for Congress. It is widely expected that Vermont's at-large congressman, Democrat Peter Welch, will run for the open seat. Welch, in a statement, called Leahy's retirement, quote, bittersweet, unquote, but did not mention his own 2022 plans. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.
And for some perspective on Leahy's retirement, I called up Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis of Middlebury College. Were you surprised by Senator Leahy's announcement?
Not especially. If he had run for a ninth term, he would almost certainly have been reelected, and it's possible he could have become the longest-serving senator ever. But as Governor Scott said, he's been in public service for more than 50 years now, having served as Chittenden County State's Attorney before he was elected to the Senate. And I think he recognizes that there's a younger generation of politicians in Vermont who deserve the opportunity to run for some of the seats in Congress, which have been held by the same three people since 2006.
So what would you say Leahy's legacy is in Vermont politics?
Well, I would say probably the most important thing he did for Vermont was get on the Appropriations Committee relatively early in his career and build a lot of seniority on that committee, so he eventually became either ranking minority member or chair, depending upon which party held control in the Senate. But from either of those positions, he was able to direct a lot of federal funds to the state. And particularly in the last couple of years since the pandemic, several of the acts that Congress has passed over the last few years have had special provisions in it that Leahy has inserted that provide additional funding to, Vermont is never identified by name, but to small states with certain demographic and other characteristics, which are a long way of describing Vermont.
He was the first Democrat to go to the Senate from Vermont, and now he's been there, of course, since the mid-70s. Do you think it's likely the Democratic Party will be able to hold the seat, or do Republicans have a chance to take it back?
Well, actually, Leahy is the only Democrat who's ever been elected to the Senate from Vermont. Although Bernie Sanders caucuses with the Democratic Party and ran as a Democrat for president, he's always been listed on the Vermont ballot as an independent. So Leahy's the only one who's been elected to the Senate on the using the Democratic label on the ballot. I believe the Democrats will almost surely hold the seat, regardless of who the nominee ends up being. Vermont, if you look at presidential election races, has been a state where Donald Trump has barely got 20%, barely got 30% in the last two presidential elections. That continues a trend which had been going on for the preceding decade. So the winner of the Democratic primary will almost certainly succeed Leahy in this Senate seat.
Much has been made just after Leahy's announcement about the fact that a woman has never been sent to Congress from Vermont either. Do you expect a woman to have the inside track for one of the now one or two open seats in the congressional delegation?
Well, I think the next thing we need to wait for is for Representative Peter Welch to announce his plans for 2022. Welch has been a member of Congress for 16 years now. Well, will have been 16 by the time of the election. And the question is, does he give up 16 years of seniority in the House to run for the Senate? He's not that much younger than Leahy. If Welch were to be elected to the Senate at the end of a six-year term, he would be as old as Leahy is today. So Welch needs to consider what he's going to do. My expectation is that there will be a very competitive Democratic primary for whichever seat Welch does not run for, either the Senate or the House, that there will be lots of candidates, most of them women, in that competitive primary, and that it's quite possible that Vermont will elect its first woman to the Senate. I mean, there are many qualified women who will run. The question is, in a multi-party primary, who comes out first? The competitive election for the open seat is going to be the Democratic primary, not the general election. And Vermont uses first-past-the-post rules. So with a large field, it's possible that whoever finishes first with maybe even 40% of the vote or a little bit less could end up getting elected to either the U.S. Senate or the U.S. House. That said, there are several highly qualified women who have indicated that they're interested in either the Congress or the Senate, and some of them have started staffing up and sort of discreetly organizing for a campaign in 2022.
Let's talk about them in just a moment. First, though, would you say Welch is the favorite to succeed Leahy in the Senate? After all, he's, you know, pretty well funded. He's got a campaign war chest as a member of the House, and, you know, he's got that name recognition, too.
Yeah, Welch is the favorite if he decides to run. As I said before, I think the question for him is, considering his age, he would likely serve one, perhaps at most two terms in the Senate. On the other hand, it looks more and more from everything is being reported nationally that the Republicans are in a good position to take control of the House next year with the Senate being competitive. But regardless of which party controls the Senate, I would say that a first-term senator, whether in the majority party or the minority party, has more influence than a 16-year House member in the minority party. So national trends will be a factor in Welch's consideration, too.
Let me run through some possible names who could run for either position. We don't know yet, as you say. You tell me what you think. Lieutenant Governor Molly Gray.
Well, I think the speculation in Vermont political circles is if there is an open seat in Washington, the lieutenant governor will run for it. She's been perhaps of any potential candidate the most active in terms of staffing up, raising money, doing things to keep her name in front of the public over the last year or so. However, she's only been in office for a year. She was elected just about a year ago. And I think one of the questions that comes up is if she is a candidate in a competitive Democratic primary, there are other candidates who would say that they have more political experience than the lieutenant governor does.
Like who?
Two members of the Senate, the Senate president,
Becca Ballant
from Windham County, Ballant, yeah, in Brattleboro, and Senator Keisha Ram Hinsdale from Chittenden County, who previously served in the House and ran unsuccessfully for lieutenant governor.
What about Mayor Murrow Weinberger of Burlington? He's been, I think it's fair to say, closely allied with the Leahy Welch wing of the Democratic Party, and he also had a really tough reelection last time out. Do you think he might want to make the jump to Congress?
I'm not sure. I think he'd have some weaknesses as a statewide candidate. Not everyone in Vermont likes Burlington, and he's very much identified with Burlington. Hmm. And as you pointed out, he had a difficult time getting reelected as mayor. So, he might even lose the city against some other candidate. So I think he stays put.
Do you have a personal memory or a time from Senator Leahy's career that sticks out to you as somebody who has, studied him closely and watched him closely?
Yes. It was back in the early 80s. I don't remember the exact year, but I was down in Washington doing some research, and had a meeting scheduled with Senator Leahy as part of that research trip. And it happened to be the day that the congressional Christmas tree was going to be lighted, and the tree was from Vermont that year. And I had my meeting with Senator Leahy. We talked about whatever we had to talk about, and then he invited me to come back in the evening for the lighting ceremony. Stand on the balcony of his office, which was, he had one of those offices in the Capitol building that looks out over the mall. And it was a very nice occasion with, lots of Vermonters who were in D.C. Standing there watching the lighting of the Capitol Christmas tree from Vermont.
And I assume you've stayed on the famous Leahy Christmas card list.
Yes. And, have had lunch with him on occasion when he's been back up in the state and things like that.
Eric Davis is Professor Emeritus of Political Science at Middlebury College. Thank you for sharing your remembrances and your time.
My pleasure.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.